Hi there. My name is Rory Clark, and I'm the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. And I have a question for you. Why don't you give God another chance? That's the focus of our 10-minute lessons. You can give God another chance. Today's lesson, giving God a chance, means listening to Him. Probably the most important and most intimate thing that you can do in any relationship is to listen. Listening is not that thing that you do when you're waiting to talk. Let me repeat that. Listening is not that thing you do when you're waiting to talk. Listening is what you do when you really want to hear what somebody else has to say, when you really want to see things from another person's point of view. Now, if you want to give God another chance, you have to hear what He has to say. God the Holy Spirit is the one who is passing along God's messages through the Lord's written word. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7 says this, "He who has an ear, let him hear what God the Holy Spirit says to the churches." So if you're going to listen to God in this age, you're going to have to study His word. Have you ever heard somebody say, "God, talk to me"? Well, they probably need prescription medication. God does not talk to us in this age like He did to people in the Old Testament times. Then, in Old Testament times, God talked to man in dreams, in visions, in theophany, and through angelic appearances. Here are some examples. First, an angel and a dream, Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 20. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When His mother Mary, a virgin, had been engaged to marry Joseph, which was in that time the equivalent of actual marriage, before they had sexual relations, Mary was found to be pregnant with a child by the agency of God the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man, meaning being a believer in Christ, didn't and not wanting to disgrace her, meaning not wanting her to be stoned to death, because if she had had sex with someone else and committed adultery in the marriage, she could be stoned to death. He planned to divorce her secretly. But when Joseph had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. So that is God talking to Old Testament believers in dreams and in angelic visitation. In theophany, Numbers chapter 20, verse 6, then Moses and Aaron came in from the presence of the assembly of the doorway of the tent of meeting and fell on their faces, and then the glory of the Lord appeared to them. They fell on their faces so they could not look at the Lord, and then He appeared to them. But they could not look at Him. How about in a vision? Isaiah chapter 21, verse 2. A harsh vision has been shown to me. The treacherous one still deals treacherously, and the destroyer still destroys. So God communicated to Old Testament believers in dreams and angelic appearances and visions and in theophany. Today God communicates to us only through His word, the Bible, the inerrant canon of Scripture. So if we're going to give God another chance by listening to Him, we have to hear what His word has to say. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7 says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what God the Holy Spirit has to say to the churches." Well, what are some of the things that God wants you to hear? He wants you to hear that the Bible comes from Him and not from man. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 say this, "But know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is ever a matter of private interpretation, and no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will. But men carried along by God the Holy Spirit spoke directly from the exact thinking of the God, the Lord Jesus Christ." What else does God want you to hear? He wants you to hear that the Bible has a purpose. John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31 say this, "Therefore many other signs Jesus Christ also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book," the Bible. "But these written here have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah, the God-man, and that by believing in Him, you may have the resurrection life in his name. The Lord wants you to hear that he is God. John chapter 4, verses 25 and 26 say this. The woman said to Jesus, I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called the Christ. And when that one comes, he will declare all things to us. And Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. A friend of mine once said to me, nowhere in the Bible does Jesus say that he's God. Oh, yeah, he does. Right here and in about 100 other places. The Lord wants you to hear that he wants you to be saved. John chapter 3, verse 17. For God the Father did not send the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to condemn the world, but the Father sent his Son into the world that the world might be saved through believing in him. Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and everyone in your household who also believes. God wants you to hear that he doesn't want you to go to the lake of fire. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says this, the Lord Jesus Christ is not slow about his promise of salvation, as some accuse him of, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish in the lake of fire, but for all to come to repentance, a change of mind about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord wants you to hear that he wants you to live forever. John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and I am the life, and he who believes in me will live even if he dies physically. There is much the Lord wants you to hear, and he provides pastors like me to present it to you. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12 say this, the Lord gave some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ. But the Lord didn't send pastors for saints only, for believers in Christ only. He sent pastors to serve unbelievers as well. Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 and 45 say this, I say to you, Jesus Christ talking here, I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you so that you may be the sons of your Father who is in heaven. For God the Father causes his Son to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous, that's believers in Christ, and the unrighteous. The Lord is the God of everyone. Listen to him. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, while Peter was still speaking, as the Lord Jesus Christ was revealing himself as he would be at the second coming, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. That was the admonition to Peter. I think you should do the same thing. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. If you like these lessons, share them with your friends. And if you like these lessons, please feel free to help us financially so that we can keep providing these lessons free of charge to people all over the world. Thanks very much to those of you who have helped us. And when you give, do it because you've been given to, not because you have to, but because you want to give. And speaking of giving, keep on giving God another chance. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.